Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today, I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some upcoming events as we look forward into 2023. One of the things that you probably should start thinking about is June is Dairy Month. It's a time when we celebrate our industry and we share our industry with those in our community, our families, and those that we have contact with. It's really a special time of celebration. It really takes some planning if you do it right. So, what are you considering to do for June is Dairy Month this year? Have you started making any plans? I would encourage you to start that now. You might want to think about just hosting a small event on your dairy. What message do you want to share with them? You know, we have some really great resources that you can access through our promotion groups around the state and also in the region. Now, as you think about the people coming to the dairy, you need to think about what kind of activities that you want to provide. You need to show off your dairy, your animals. Calves are always a hit with those that are coming to the dairy, but make sure that you follow some health procedures with that as well if people are going to be allowed to touch the animals on your farm. Calves are always a hit with the kids, and the opportunity to feed a calf is always a highlight for someone visiting the farm. So, time to get started working on your story, what you would like to communicate about your dairy and about your dairy industry for those that might want to visit the farm. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to start looking forward to June and celebrate Dairy Month on your farm with your community.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.